You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money, and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Outbreaks in meatpacking plants, another rise in unemployment, and good news for a vaccine candidate. Here's what you should know. In recent weeks, dozens of meat processing plants across the country have had to pause operations as the number of COVID-19 cases and fatalities among workers skyrocketed. Nearly 5,000 plant workers in 19 states had tested positive for the virus as of late April, according to the CDC. Though it will take time to pinpoint how exactly the disease is spreading between workers and which conditions are to blame, frigid temperatures, cramped conditions, and long hours are certainly contributing to the outbreaks. The Department of Labor reported an additional 3.2 million first-time unemployment claims last week, bringing the total to 33.5 million since mid-March. This means about 21% of the March labor force is now without a job. Prior to the coronavirus crisis, weekly jobless claims were typically around 200,000. Across the world, officials have blocked the streets of locked-down cities to car traffic and opened them up to pedestrians instead. Now, some cities are also adding tables and chairs to the roadways, an experiment that could save struggling restaurants. Researchers studying how the coronavirus travels think that allowing restaurants to operate outside is okay, as long as surfaces are wiped down regularly, patrons and servers are appropriately far apart from each other, and everyone washes their hands regularly. American biotech company Moderna announced that it will begin the Phase 2 trial of its coronavirus vaccine shortly, with a Phase 3 trial expected as early as this summer. This next step will involve 600 participants. The company said it is also ramping up production so that if its candidate does prove effective, it can quickly distribute doses. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.